Department of Health Services Secretary Karen Timberlake says many hospitals throughout Wisconsin are already using electronic health records instead of paper files to keep track of things like medications and test results. But she says what they can't do easily or consistently is share that information when they need to.
So if I live in Madison, but I need to get health care in Milwaukee for some reason, or I need to get health care up in Superior or Bayfield, right now it's very, very difficult for that other care provider to have access to the records of my most recent health care.
Timberlake says the federal money the state received to create a statewide health information exchange will make it easier for health care providers to share that information. It will also be used for pharmacies. Timberlake says right now, 1 in 4 Wisconsin pharmacies are not set up for electronic records. Once they are, Timberlake says, it will reduce the chance of errors.
So if the dose that gets prescribed for a child, for example, turns out to be the dose that should have been prescribed for an adult, the systems will catch that and will kick that back to the pharmacist and to the prescribing physician to say, did you really mean to order, you know, such and such a dose for this 6-year-old child?
The funding for this network was granted as part of the 2009 Federal Stimulus Act. The information exchange is not to be confused with the health exchange Governor Lex Scott Walker wants to set up for individuals and small businesses shopping for insurance. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.